שאנחנו לומדים תלמודי עשר הספירות
when we learn Tess, the most important thing for us, because we don't attain the matters here anyway, we're reading about them. So the benefit here is the light that reforms. So, all of us together, listening to what the narrator is reading about, intending for the light that reforms, for the upper force that will influence us and will bring us to connection, and will be revealed in us as a force of bestowal. That's called reforms, the light that reforms, that we'll feel in the connection between us, the mutual force of bestowal that we're learning about. Yes?
This study of the Ten Sefirot, part 16, page 2088, table of answers to the matters, to the questions. Question 311. Why the Kriya received from the second Zivug of Abba Vima and Yetzirah from Panim Bepanim, face to face of Zon, and Asiya from Achor Beachor, back to back of Zon? The answer is on page 2089, 311. The first Zivug is Panim Bepanim, face to face, which are Mochin of procreation, because they have the illumination of Chochmah, for there is no procreation unless from Mochin Dechaya. And the second Zivug are the Bechina of covered Chasadim without the illumination of Chochmah. And when Zon received from the first Zivug of Abba Ve'ima, then they have Mochin Panim Bepanim, face to face. But when they receive from the second Zivug, second coupling of Abba Ve'ima, called Yesut, which are covered Chasadim, they are not enough for him to be Gar. But from Chazeh and above, which are the Kelim of Gar de Guf, which are not his own Bechina, but the Bechina of Gar from Bina, in which he does not need the illumination of Chochmah, meaning Mochin of Panim Bepanim, face to face. However, from his Chazeh and below, where is Vak of Guf and his own Bechina, he remains in Vak without Rosh, and Nukva has only the Bechina of Achor Beachor, back to back then.
So what does he want to tell us here? Look.
אני לא יודע מה קורה.
I don't know what's happening here.
אי אפשר להעביר את הדף.
We can't change pages.
לא, לא.
Nope.
טוב.
Okay.
בקיצור.
In short, פרצוף. זיר אנפין.
עד החזה שלו.
Until it's חזה. It's influenced from Bina. He has Chasadim from Bina, and he can therefore have there the illumination of Chochmah. He is protected by Bina. These are vessels of Bina. Below Chazeh, until the Siyum, the lower half of Zera Anpin are vessels of reception. There cannot be light of Chochmah, only Chasadim. If he receives Chochmah in Chasadim, it's called Gar. And this holds the Partzuf in a state of greatness. And if he receives only the light of Chasadim in the lack of the illumination of Chochmah, it's called Vak Katnut. So what's he saying to us here? Let me read again. Shin Yud Aleph, 311. The first Zivug is Panim Bepanim, which is Mochin of Horada, of birth. This means that it can give birth, it can beget. It's the force of light that can beget. Meaning the light of, it's Chochmah, because the small one cannot give birth. That's the difference between the small and the grown up, that it has the light of Chochmah. And he continues, because there isn't birth, but only from the light of Chochmah. But only from Mochin of Chaya. And Zivug Bet are the covered Chasadim without illumination of Chochmah. and when the Zon receive from Zivug Aleph of Abba and Ima, so then they have Mochin of Panim de Panim, the illumination of Chokhmah. But when they get from the second Zivug of Abba Ve'ima, it's not from Abba Ve'ima anymore, it's the lower half of Abba Ve'ima, which is called Yirsut, which are their Kaved Chasadim. They are not enough for him to be Gar. They don't have the illumination of Chokhmah, but from Chazen below, which are the vessels of Gar de Gufa, which they are not individuals, but they are part of Gar of Binah, that in them he doesn't need illumination of Chokhmah. There isn't light of Chokhmah there, but they don't need it because it's the degree of Binah. But really, they cannot give birth. Meaning Mochin of Panim de Panim. But from the Chazeh and below, which is Vak de Gufa and the matter of himself, he remains in Vak without a Rosh. And Nukva does not have then the matter of Ach Be'ach. And it follows that Bria, which is Bina from its root, from Bina of Atzilut, it receives its satisfaction from the second Zivug of Abba and Ima, meaning the Kaved Chasadim. And therefore, she has Gar from that Zivug, meaning she doesn't have the light of Chokhmah, but she doesn't need it. The light of Bina does not need the light of a Chokhmah, although it remains, it's not in deficient for it. But Yetzirah, which is the matter of Zera Anpin of Gufa from its root, which so Yetzirah receives its satisfaction only from the first Zivug of Zon, which are Mochin of Panim de Panim, face to face. There's illumination of Chokhmah there. But from the coupling of Yeshut, meaning the Kavod Chasadim, they do not have the Vak without a Rosh. Yetzirah feels a deficiency. Meaning, like the matter of the Katznut of and permanency of Zera Anpin, because Yetzirah is like the Zera Anpin itself, that does not have the Mochin of the additions, but only from the illumination of Chokhmah. That's what's needed. And the Kavod Chasadim do not give anything to him for his permanency. And for the world of Asiyah, which is the matter of Malchut, of Gufa, of its root, that's his vessels, he does not have Mochin, only Yisut, which illuminates in Briah, only in the matter of Ach Be'ach, meaning like the Nukva of Zera Anpin, which do not illuminate in Zera Anpin of Atzilut, but only of Mochin of Yisut. And here the Nukva is adhered with him, then with Zera Anpin, that is, Ach Be'ach, from Chazan below, in the four Sefirot, as we've learned. Because the Asiyah will not be able to receive from those Mochin, but only the matter of Ach Be'ach. So what was the question then, Dudi?
Question 311. Why Bria receives from the second Zivug of Abba Ve'ima and Yetzirah from Panim Be'Panim, face to face of Zon, and Asiyah from Achor Be'Achor, back to back of Zon? Again, the question 311. Why Bria receives from the second Zivug of Abba Ve'ima and Yetzirah from Panim Be'Panim, face to face of Zon, and Asiyah from Achor Be'Achor, back to back of Zon?
Each one according to their degree, according to their vessels. We have Gar of Bina, Zat of Bina, and Zer Anpin and Malchot, that Bina awakens Bina, Zer Anpin awakens Bria. Well, to keep it simple, let's go on.
Question 312. Why in Bria it's Onah, and in Yetzirah it's She'er Ksut, and in Asiyah only She'er? Again, question 312. Why in Bria it's Onah, and in Yetzirah She'er Ksut, and in Asiyah only She'er? Answer 312. In Bria, where there is Gar, there is a Zivug there called Ona. And in Yetzirah, which have no satisfaction from those mochin of Yisut which illuminate in Bria and their vak without Rosh. Therefore, they have no ona in them, but only she'er, which is only livelihood, and ksut, covering, they receive from Asiya, because Asiya covers them, and Asiya has only she'er, for there is no lower one to cover her. Again, question
312.
The answer, in Bria, where there is Gar, there is a Zivug there called Ona. And in Etzira, which have no satisfaction from those Mochin of Yisut, illuminating in Bria, and their Vak without Rosh, therefore, there is no ona in them, but only she'er, which is merely livelihood, and ksut, covering, they receive from Asiya, because Asiya covers them, and Asiya has only she'er, for there is no lower her to cover her.
Meaning, all in all, these worlds, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, they don't have anything of themselves. But according to their vessels, then they get an illumination from Atzilut, and then they have this support with one another because they're in one system below Parsa. And therefore, the illumination they have in them is Ona, She'er, and Ksut. That's what it's called. The difference is in the illumination, in the type of illumination they each have. And now we have the question. This illumination, if what they attain from the upper light is each according to their qualities, or does this illumination come to each and every world not because of the qualities of the world, but because of the limitations from above? That question is usually asked. Is the limit of the illumination from the vessels below, or is it limited from the screens above? We'll see that next.
Question 313. What are the remainings which remain from Gimel Go Gimel 3 within 3 in Asiya? What are the remainings which remain from Gimel Go Gimel 3 within 3 in Asiya? The answer, Gimel Go Gimel 3 within 3, which illuminates in Asiya, it is merely the light of Nefesh, and it is lacking the first 9 of the lights and the bottom 9 of Kelim. And these are the remainings which remained from Asiya without correction, in the meaning of, and it was the remnants of Yaakov in the nations, and they're destined to be corrected in the future to come.
Another one.
313. What are the remainings which remain from Gimel Go Gimel 3 within 3 in Asiya?
In other words, this is the degree of connection between all of the kelim in Asiya, the smallest ones, and therefore they can receive only a small illumination. So what's the question?
313. What are the remainings which remain from Gimel Go Gimel 3 within 3 in Asiya?
That's the connection between them. That's Gimel Go Gimel alone. That's the lowest degree of the connection. And then what they have in them, what kind of illumination? It continues the same scrutiny. So Gimel Go Gimel illuminates in Asiya is only the light of Nefesh alone. And it lacks there the upper 9 of the lights and the lower 9 of the vessels. That's how it is in Asiya. And these are the Shiurim, the remainders from Asiya, without the correction of that there was a remainder of Yaakov in the Goyim, in the nations. And they are destined to be corrected. All the rest of the discernments, that's clear. But for now, it's Gimel Go Gimel, 3 in 3. It's the lowest state possible.
314. What is the meaning that Bria Tzavaya with the pancreation of Elohim and in Asiya it is other gods? Again, what is the meaning that in Bria it is Havaya in the pancreation of Elohim and in Asiya it is other gods? Elohim. Answer. From the perspective of the ascent of the Lower He to Nikve Einaim, Bina was divided into two partsufim, because Gav of Bina are the upper Abba Ve'ima, and they're above the connection of the Lower He, and Zat of Bina, meaning from Chazeh and below of Abba Ve'ima, they are called Yesut, in which the Lower He connected and was in, and the quality of judgment was included with the quality of mercy. And that is regarded as the ascent of Malchut Bina. And this is the meaning of Havaya in the punctuation of Elohim, because Yesud themselves are Havaya and the quality of mercy. And the punctuation Elohim indicates the quality of judgment which was included in her. However, Olam Asiya is the meaning of Bina, which descended and received the form of Malchut because of the flaw of the sin of the tree of knowledge. Therefore, Asiya descended and clothed in the place of Klipot. Therefore, that connection makes a grip of the external walls between the adhesive of their back to back in the meaning of other gods. Again, the question 314. What is the meaning that in Bria it is Havaya in the punctuation Elohim, and in Asiya it is other gods? The answer 314. From the perspective of the ascent of the Lower He to Nikve Einaim, Bina was divided into two parts of him, because God the Bina are the upper Abba Ve'ima, and they are above the connection of the Lower He, and Zat the Bina, meaning from Chazeh and below of Abba Ve'ima, they are called Yeshut, in which the Lower He connected and was included, and the quality of judgment was included with the quality of mercy.
Is it clear up until here? Who didn't understand? What, you didn't understand this? What do you mean? Didn't we learn that Bina? That, didn't we learn that Bina has Gar and has Zat? The Tzimtzum Bet, which is where the Malchut is, rises to, well, rises above the vessels of reception until Gar of Bina. And the Tzimtzum, and this is the Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction in Bina. And then those same vessels, they're similar to Malchut. And then they can connect to the Malchut. It's a single will to receive. And then the light that reforms comes to them and influences them. And then through it, Malchut can be corrected. That's the whole matter of Tzimtzum Bet. So what does he say here? From the rising of the Lower He to Nikve Einaim, that's called Nikve Einaim, the Bina was divided to two parts of him, because the Gar of Bina are Abba Ve'ima Ilayin, Abba and Ima of the upper, and they are above the connection of He Tata'a. Heitata rose only to the Kelim, only of the Kelim of reception, of the vessels of reception, and Zat of Bina, meaning from Chazan below, of Abba Yidema, Zat of Bina, they are called Yishsut. That in them, the lower five were connected. Sorry, the lower hey were connected and included in the matter of din, in the matter of rachamim. And this is considered the rising of Malchut to Bina. Malchut rises to Bina. And this is the meaning of Havaya in Nikud Elohim. What does that mean? That Havaya is Havaya, and the Nikud of Elohim penetrates it, because Yishud itself are Havaya and the matter of mercy. And Nikud of Elohim, it shows the matter of judgment, which was included there. So what's the question?
Can you explain to us what Yeshut is? We still understand what the quality of mercy and judgment is, but what is Yeshut? What is it, Yeshut, the quality of judgment, quality of mercy? How do you come to it? What you explained here with the red arrow.
There is a part of Bina that wants to resemble the Keter, and it is similar to the Keter. It's the force of bestowal. It's called the upper Abba Ve'ima. Why upper? Usually it's called Abba and Ima, but they're called upper Abba and Ima. Abba and Ima Ila'in, because that's the letter Ein here, Ila'in, which means upper. To emphasize that here they are above the Tzimtzum, the lower part of Bina. Where is it from? Bina in its upper part resembles the Keter, wants only to bestow. Chafetz Chesed doesn't care about anything. Give it the end of correction, but it won't change. It won't change. However, Yeshut is in a deficiency, is deficient. What deficiency does he have? He wants to bestow to all of the world to receive to Malchut the corrections. Bina wants to realize what Keter wants. Zat of Bina, Yeshut, is the realization of the Keter, to bring all of creation to the end of correction. Yes, 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 that's the Yeshut. That's why it's called Yisrael, Saba, and Tvuna. We'll talk about it. And then it turns out that Malchut, when she rises and changes Yisut and brings Yisut different desires, then Yisut is included from all of these desires. This later on gives him the opportunity to correct the Malchut. Hold on. But why is it included in Malchut? Because it's restricted, and then it's similar to Malchut, and Malchut can bring him her deficiencies. Then comes the light of Gadlut, and Abba and Ima and Yeshut, they connect together. And then the deficiencies of the Malchut are already in Bina, and they can correct the Malchut. Simply. All of the work of correction is done by Bina.
I understand it's related to us this time, but how exactly Malchut rises to Yisut? What is the work here? What's our connection to what you just drew here between Malchut and Yisut?
In the sin of the tree of knowledge, or in the shattering of the vessels in the world of Nikudim, Malchut brings her deficiencies to Bina. And then, it's as if she ruins the Bina. And Bina then enters Katnut. Not that it takes place because of her, but because of the lower ones, because she's tied to the lower ones. That's why there is a flaw here. And then, slowly, slowly, she begins to correct the lower ones. Let's say you have a child. A menace who does a lot of trouble. So because of him, you have some kind of limitation. Time goes by, and now you have the strength to influence him, and he's willing to accept that kind of correction. Not because he wants to or doesn't want to, but because you have the ability to determine this correction. Now, because you previously were included with his deficiencies, through that previous inclusion, you can know what to influence him with, what corrections and what fulfillments. So what's not clear here?
So I bring my child here to Yesut.
Malchut that's included in Yesut. These are the troubles, the problems of the child. They harm the father. The father, due to that, feels that he's being lowered from his degree. He's losing his respect. His, right? And that's what it means, that the Creator is lowered. And then when he's lowered, he's included in the lower ones. And as a result, he can then start correcting them slowly, slowly. There's no choice. But we need to study his actions. It says this about him, I will suffer. Okay? Well, more or less, go on, Chanoch.
How can Malchut help Yesut carry out this desire of Keter towards her?
Because in Tzimtzum Bet she rises to him. She shatters him. He receives her desires. She harms him in Yesut. That it's her role to receive all the deficiencies from Malchut. The upper one has to be included in the deficiencies of the lower one from the kelim of the shattering of the lower one. Otherwise, how will it know how to correct? But only Zat of the upper one, Zat of Bina.
How can she do that? Gently. How does she give him as a good thing what he has to work with?
No, she can't. She's shattered. How will it be gently? What does it mean? That she's already corrected, that she'll rise to your suit in a nice, clean way? And what will then happen? What can she give it? What does she need this for? If she is already corrected. Malchut, all of the vessels of reception, they are completely, they're included, they're more than that, they're in the shattering of the vessels in the world of Nikudim. To what extent did all the shattered vessels rise until the Rosh of Atzilut? Until the Rosh of Atzilut. Where was the Zivug on Dalet Gimel? In Se'arot of Sag, not in Sag itself. Because it's Tzimtzum Aleph, how can it be? But in Se'arot of Sag, when it's clothed in the deficiency of the Malchut, and it made the Zivug of Gadlut, it wanted to reach the end of correction. That is why all of the deficiencies are in the upper one. But in the upper one, they're like clothings, like Se'arot, which is only for the sake of the lower one. For example, Bina, Abba and Dima. Of course they're above all the Tzimtzumim, nothing influences them. But alongside with that, towards the children, they are in restriction and they absorb this humiliation. They feel it as shattering, as death. In their zat.
How can the child, as you call him here, how does he see the parent and how does he enter mutuality with him?
There is no child here. He's shattered. He's a menace. He's a bad kid. He's juvenile. He doesn't care about his parents. He only goes to them and demands.
And how does he turn into a good child?
Wait. After that, the correction begins.
How does he enter a good mutuality, a good relationship?
Through the connection, the actions of Abba and Dima and Yesut. Slowly, slowly.
What does he demand? How does he want to be a good child? What turns him from a rebellion child to a good child?
We see this from the Torah, through the exile. Through exile, when he goes through blows and he doesn't know what to do, and he goes through it through through blows, and then he reaches a state. What does it say about the exile that the Creator says, I'll suffer, because he suffers even more than the lower one does, to the extent he doesn't give to the lower one, he suffers like a cow that wants to feed the calf.
Let's say we want to carry out our role to the world. What should we feel? Their deficiency?
We'll feel their deficiency much more. That is why, as to the extent the world suffers, then the Jews will suffer many times more.
So how can we use that force of the world's deficiency?
That's why we already need to go out to the world now and explain to them what the system of correction depends on. How will we correct ourselves? Otherwise, do you know what blows we will get? If the world will be lacking one penny, the world will lack a million pennies. If they'll have a blow with nature, you'll have a flood, and so on and so forth, and it will come terribly. Because you are in the degree of Bina that needs to be corrected, that's why you will get 620 times more than them. Listen to what's happening in the world, and you'll see that it's already beginning. They're beginning to prepare systems against us.
What does he look at that gives him the strength to work above the problem, above what he feels? What do you look at the mother's sorrow, mother's pain, the child's pain? What do you look at?
No, what mother's sorrow are you talking about? They don't understand. But we are the problem. We are shattered. They're not shattered. The nations of the world didn't go through shattering. They didn't go through anything. It's a part of the Kli that wasn't shattered. It was in its ego, and it remains in its ego. So who shattered? That same part that went with Abraham, reached a spiritual state, first temple, second temple, shattered. That is the flawed part of reality. The rest of reality, the rest of creation isn't flawed. They have a will to receive. Go to my Maker. I don't feel evil. It was done by the Creator. However, when I rose and then I fell, then I now can feel how evil I am. That's the problem. And again, they say we need to bring fulfillment to the world, and that fulfillment will be multiplied by 620. Then you should know that the blows will be also multiplied by 620 if we don't do it. And you see that people are coming and demanding from you with zero basis, zero foundation. Give me an example why I'm not okay. But you're not okay. Why? Because you owe us. And what? You expect them to come to us and say, no, you're okay, help us go through correction? No. They don't have any such thought. In terms of creation, it can't be. If you won't explain to them that we are together, that we need to the light that reforms, we need correction, they won't agree to it themselves, they won't reach it. That's the problem. That's why I'm saying we have to disseminate, strong dissemination in all languages to all directions. Because only together with that we can awaken everything. But what does it mean together with them? Dudi, you listening? That we, together with them, will be able to awaken the Jews in a directed manner to their role. We won't be able to do it, but with the nations of the world, we can force the Jews, as it says, to rise to the to the king. And the nations can do it. The Kabbalists themselves, or those who are connected to the system of correction, won't be able to do it alone. Only the nations of the world. Like the Yeshayahu, the prophet, writes, to awaken them to know about it and to force the Jews. Otherwise, as Baal Sulam says, we've been there. Okay, moving on.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
זכיר לכם על אהבת חברים אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו זכור זכיר לכם על אהבת חברים בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו אז תתנו לב לחשוב מחשבות לקשר ליבכם בלב אחד ממש אז תתנו לב להמציא המצאות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש
לקשר איתכם בלב אחד ממש